T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, I did. I was unaware that there's going to be a costume party here for employees of WRVA and all the different radio stations that we run. How did that get by me? I tell you what, the way everybody is so hyped up and hypersensitive about everything these days, you think I'm going to show up in a costume and let people take pot shots at me? I don't know. Karen Michael, who joins us pretty frequently here on the air, she handles employment law, training, and consulting at Karen Michael Consulting here in Richmond. And so you wrote an op-ed in the Times-Dispatch, and everybody's kind of taking pot shots at you, Karen. I saw some really crazy comments on Facebook, and I thought, well, I agree with Karen about this. What's your position?
I write this labor law column every week for the Times-Dispatch, and usually it doesn't get that much attention. And this article I wrote that said, I suggested do not basically celebrate Halloween at work, and certainly don't wear costumes at work. And it's interesting because adults feel this need to make sure that they have the right to come to work and dress up on Halloween as though it's their right. And I think that there's so many concerns with costume parties. It's endless. You know, the list of things we should not wear includes something that's racist, something that's violent, something that's too sexy. And somebody said, well, my wife is going to dress up. Her office is only Disney. So I typed in Disney adult costumes.
Right.
And it was a genie with a spout sticking out in the front, if you can imagine. And it says, rub me. And friends will love rubbing your spout at your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And it's an endless possibilities of bad things. And maybe, 5% of costumes. Somebody showed me one where they made an R2-D2 costume out of cardboard. Yeah, and that was not going to be offensive. But in general, what is the end game and the purpose? And God forbid somebody dress up as Donald Trump. They're going to have therapy dogs at the office.
Oh, right. You're right about that.
So it's just look at the cost benefit and what are we hoping to gain? Another employer told me they were going to have a costume contest. If you're going to have a contest, people are going to go absolutely to the extreme to win the contest. So figuring out, you know, we're not trying to take all the fun out of the workplace, but we are a diverse workplace, and we should respect all people. And costumes are an extreme version of other people or other things like, you know, clowns and things like that. So I suggest it's probably not a worthwhile thing to do.
Yeah, I just don't see how in today's age you can get away with it. As you point out, you know, even Mr. Rogers, you know, the Tom Hanks movie is coming out, and the big costume, supposedly, I'm told, this year is sexy Mr. Rogers, both men and women. Come on. I mean, if somebody shows up, well, let's just say I don't have abs right now, but let's just say I showed up with just the Mr. Rogers sweater with a tie and looked damn good doing it. I think I'd be in trouble the next day. I just don't know why anybody would put themselves in that situation.
Well, people are adults and they're not children. When I was in middle school, I dressed up as a dice. That's okay. But now we are adults. We go to work. Mm-hmm. Feel free to celebrate after work. The best thing an employer could give his or her employees is leaving early so that they can get home and enjoy their home celebration with their family and their kids and whatever. That's the best thing you can give your employees. Let them leave at 4 o'clock or 3:30 so that they can get home and enjoy their time. But that's way better than a costume party at work.
Well, you mentioned R2-D2. Do you think there is, I guess we're having a costume party here. I didn't even know about it. I don't understand why I was not on the list to tell me that this party was coming on. Morning show gets left out. But is there a generally safe rule of thumb, you think? I mean, okay, R2-D2, C-3PO, you know, something that's not sexy, that's not actually a person, not controversial. I mean, you know, that's subjective.
I suggested 1 year, you know, because I've been writing this article for years. And so I suggested 1 year, let's focus on sports people, you know, some sports. And then I had this backlash. Well, what if you misappropriate a white person dresses up as an African-American player?
Right.
And then somebody said, well, I hate the Mets. If you wear the Mets, I'm going to be mad. And so it's like, okay. We are a diverse workplace. Let's celebrate our diversity by not insulting other people by misappropriating their likeness or somebody else's likeness at work.
Well, yeah, I just don't see how it's a win at all these days. Well, and there are consequences within the workplace. You do it after work and it's just a bunch of friends. Somebody's feelings might get hurt or they might get upset, but there are no real consequences within the workplace. I guess, is there a liability perhaps for an employer, real legal liability?
Absolutely. I had a case of a white woman who wore an Obama mask the day before, right before the election.
Oh boy.
In October for Halloween. And a white woman, a black woman who worked there, filed an EEOC charge and said that
really?
Was intentionally focusing on her race. I could absolutely see and those kinds of things. And if an employer is insisting on doing that, that employer needs to say, we have a code of conduct. We have a dress code. Today, we're going to amend our dress code. These are the appropriate things. Boom, 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 boom. And if you don't do these things, you're going to get disciplined or fired from work. If an employer is not willing to set forth exactly what the expectations are, they should not be having that costume party or allowing people to dress up for work. And of course, you know, there are going to be people like nursing homes or children's hospitals where you would expect somebody to dress in some completely innocuous way, like, you know, maybe wear like a cute hat or something. I don't know. It's children's type, truly children's type events. And I think they should also set standards there as well, because it shouldn't distract from the workplace, et cetera. I mean, did you see that modern day, that Modern Family episode where the court reporter was dressed as a spider and it was super distracting? And that's just kind of, it's a distraction at work. That's another thing.
Yeah. I just think we've reached a place societally where everybody's so sensitive, you're really setting yourself up for trouble. Why do it?
Everyone wants diversity. Everyone talks about diversity until it impacts them.
Right.
Like, well, you mean I have to change to make sure we have a diverse workplace? It's
right.
Like everybody accepts it until it affects that person. And we all can take some steps to make sure that everyone enjoys a respectful workplace. This is a small amendment to our daily routine that we love Halloween, celebrate it after work. But at work, have a fall celebration, bring pumpkin spice muffins, bring candy corn. That's all good.
Yeah.
But just
the costume thing is dangerous. Well, listen, Karen Michael, you always make us think. And I think in this case, it's probably some very good advice. Karen Michael from Karen Michael Consulting here in Richmond. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't even know what I would wear this year. I think Halloween's kind of snuck up on me. Last year, I had every intention of going to a costume party outside of work as an astronaut, and then the schedule just got away from me. We'll come back. We'll check traffic and weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.